Well, sticking with the science of the very cold, Dominic?
Of course, we've just had the shortest day of the year, and so it's very cold outside, and there's often ice on the roads, and it can be quite treacherous driving. So what do we do when there's ice on the roads? Well, we put salt on there to try and melt that ice. And I've got an experiment here to try and show why we put salt on the roads.
OK, so we've been down the local boozer, and you've got really quite a prodigious amount of ice there.
A lot of ice here. I'm going to break some off, and I'm going to drop it into this glass. Now, first of all, what temperature
make a lovely cocktail,
do you think
that, Dominic?
That ice is at, Chris?
Well, it's ice, so what, zero?
So I've got a thermometer here, and in fact it's a special kind of thermometer, so it looks at the infrared radiation coming off that ice, and it tells me on this LCD display what temperature we're seeing. It's actually about three degrees.
Is that, how can it be above freezing? It's ice.
Well, it's quite warm in here, and I think that ice is starting to melt. There's a layer of water on top. And in fact, ice isn't always exactly at zero. You can warm it up a bit, and it's in the process of melting, but it's just not all melted yet. Now, I've got some salt here. So just like you put salt on the road, I'm going to put some salt on this ice in this glass. Sprinkle lots on. You might just about hear cracking noise as that ice is...
Yeah, fairly generous portion. That's not good for your blood pressure. You're not going to drink that, are you?
I think that wouldn't taste too good if we were to drink it. But what temperature do you think that ice is at now, given I put that salt on it?
Well, it was at 3-ish, and it's melting, so I suppose it must be the same.
Well, let's put it to the test. I've got the thermometer here, so point it in.
Minus 14. Already minus 15, minus 15 degrees. So that's amazing. That's 18 degrees lower than it was just before you put the salt on. Why does the temperature go down?
So it's incredibly cold in there because what you're doing, water exists in two different forms. The solid form, where the water molecules are all bound together in a lattice, and a liquid form, which is the water that we saw forming on that ice. Now, when it goes from the solid form to a liquid form, you're breaking apart all of those bonds inside that ice, and that takes a lot of energy. And that energy has to come from somewhere, and the only place it can come from is the surroundings. So it turns its thermal heat energy into the energy needed to break apart those bonds in that ice.
Seems really paradoxical that the way we actually melt ice on the road then is by making the temperature lower.
Yeah, so when you see that slush on the road that's been formed when you put that salt on the road, that's actually much colder than the ice that was there before. But importantly, it's not solid anymore, so you're not going to stick your car on it.
Cool, literally, boom. So what can we do with this, apart from melt ice on roads? Why is this useful, knowing this?
Well, back in the Victorian times, this was actually quite useful because people liked ice cream back then, just as they do now. But without freezers in kitchens, obviously it was quite hard to make things really very cold. So you wanted a different way of making things very cold, and this is a chemical reaction, which is actually doing exactly that. It's making it turn something from 3 degrees C down to minus 15. Now, you said earlier on that you would like me to bring along something sweet and nice to your party.
Yeah, indeed.
And
what have you got?
I thought I'd make some ice cream, but I've got a confession to make here, because I didn't really put it in the freezer.
That isn't it, is it?
This is the ice cream, but as you can see, it's a bit sloppy, isn't it? Because I didn't really have time to freeze it.
It looks disgusting.
It's
not even frozen.
So we've got some cream in there, we've got some sugar in there. I've got some vanilla essence here that I can put in to make it a bit more vanilla flavoured.
But it's still not ice cream, Dominic. This is not
so
frozen.
We're going to have to use a bit of science to try and make this ice cream nice and cold. And I've got Dave standing next to me with some liquid nitrogen, which he's going to pour in to make this ice cream suddenly an awful lot colder.
So liquid nitrogen is what happens when you take nitrogen, which is a gas in the air, and cool it down to minus 196 degrees centigrade. And if you look in there, you should be able to see a liquid.
Yeah, Dave's got a sort of thermos flask here. Is it really a thermos?
It is a thermos flask. Yeah. I stole it from home.
And it just looks like you've got... It looks like water in there, except that if I blow across the top, I make a huge cloud of... Well, it looks like smoke, but it's obviously not smoke. Why does it do that?
So that's a very, very cold nitrogen. So the nitrogen is boiling off there all the time. And when it boils off, it's minus 196 degrees centigrade. When your warm breath meets that, it suddenly gets very, very cold, at which point any water vapour in there condenses out and forms a cloud. And in fact, that's how clouds form in the sky.
So we're going to make ice cream at minus 196 degrees. It's going to work.
It'll certainly freeze. You have to wait to eat it because it's got to warm up first.
You want me to eat this?
If you would like some ice cream, you're more than welcome to eat it.
Where did the nitrogen come from?
The pathology department.
Ah, has it had body bits frozen in it then?
You're the pathologist, Chris.
I'm not sure I want to do this. Okay, so we have a large mixing bowl about a foot across. There is this squidgy mixture that looks like custard in it, which is the cream and the sugar. And Dave's now pouring the thermos flask into... Oh, my goodness. The kitchen is disappearing under a cloud of this smoke, but through the smoke I can see, yes, the stuff that was liquid is now turning solid. So you're stirring frenziedly.
Yeah, I'm trying to even up the temperature because otherwise you get some bits at minus 196 and some bits still liquid.
Would a chisel help? It looks like.
It's not too bad. We're getting there. A bit more. And actually this produces very good ice cream because if you make ice cream in the normal freezer, it takes a long time to freeze and that means crystals have got a long time to form. But if you put something at minus 196 degrees centigrade next to water, it freezes so quickly that it forms lots and lots of very, very small crystals. It means it should be relatively smooth.
Well, it's not looking bad, actually. Should we have a little taste, or should we let it warm up a bit and then have a taste in a minute?
Let it warm up a little bit. Otherwise,
yeah, minus 196 would be a bit chilly, wouldn't it? OK, I'll leave Dave just doing a little bit more kitchen cookery there. Thank you very much. I'm sure it will taste delicious. We'll taste it in just a second. But first of all,